Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for June 23rd, 2017. I'm Paul White. Well, we are continuing our journey through Romans 9, as well as each day for the last few days, giving you another stop on our July calendar. Where will we be as we swing from Northwest Florida into the Midwest in two different states, back and forth, Missouri and Arkansas? And that brings us to Wednesday, July 19th. If you are in the Springfield, Missouri area, now this is the southwest side of Missouri. I was born and raised and pastored on the southeast side of Missouri, but we've got some good friends in southwest Missouri and love to see all of you guys at Turning Point Church on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Time, July 19th. Turning Point Church is located at 5133 South Campbell in Springfield, Missouri, 65810. Pastor Terry Bench, great guy, wonderful congregation. We shared some sermons from our time there a year or so ago on our YouTube page and our website. Awesome experience. Love them very much. Can't wait to go back. They have a website. Check them out. You can probably get more good resources. This is a good way to start hearing some other Grace voices out there. Turning-pointchurch.com. Check them out. Also, paulwhiteministries.com/schedule. You can find that date, 19th of July. Love to be with you midweek if you are in that area. Okay, Romans chapter 9, and we are at another question where Paul assumes that his audience might ask him something, and so he asks it for them. Verse 19, "You will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who has resisted his will?" The question Paul is asking, he is assuming that his reader would ask such a question based upon the information he has just shared. And in case you haven't followed along the last few days, or just there's other things going on in life, and sometimes we forget what's happening in those texts, and Paul has been describing a God who shows mercy on whom he will show mercy, and hardens hearts on whom he will harden hearts. And as we brought out yesterday, the hardening of the heart is not God putting evil into someone's heart so that they won't choose him, but it's turning them over to the evil they have. And the Bible equates this with the hardening of the heart. And so when Paul makes this statement, he realizes that some people might say, well, then what does it matter? Why would he still find fault with man if man's going to do wrong, if God's determined that man does wrong? And I think part of that's a misunderstanding. It's not that God makes a man do wrong, but that he allows him to. Paul is basically addressing the sort of laissez-faire attitude of, you know, whatever, just anything goes, who cares? I mean, if it's going to turn out the way it's supposed to turn out, big deal. And Paul's rebuttal to this is, oh man, verse 20, who are you to reply against God? And this feels a little bit like the book of Job, where God comes to Job at the end of the book and says, why are you always trying to figure me out? You can't figure me out. You know, you're not like me. I'm not like you. But let's read how Paul says it, verse 20. But indeed, O man, who are you to reply against God? Now watch a couple of illustrations, and we'll have to use verse 21 to do it as well. 20 and 21. Will the thing formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me like this? Does not the potter have power over the clay from the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor? So he goes back to the potter and clay illustration, something Jeremiah liked to do in his writing. So Paul's picked that cue up from scripture writers. And if you missed our whole little soliloquy on why Paul thought the Old Testament was so important, listen to yesterday's podcast. But here's yet another example of where he takes his cue from an Old Testament author like Jeremiah, and he starts talking about the potter and the clay, and he basically says, can the clay say to the potter, why did you make me this way? Doesn't the potter have power over the clay? From the same lump, he makes a vessel for honor, and from the same lump, he makes a vessel for dishonor. And really, you could say, if we're all from the first Adam and all from the family of Adam, Paul is saying, anything good in you, isn't because you did good, but because the grace of God that brought that good on your life and in your life. And short of blaming God for all of your faults, deficiencies, and errors, he said, we're all a lump. We all have them. That's a human family issue. Don't blame God. That's who we are. God pulls out of us this greatness. He creates in us this new creation, this new being. And where Paul will then transition that is to talk about vessels of wrath and vessels of mercy. Now, I'm hesitant to get really deep into that thought today because it holds a historical significance as well as an eschatological significance. So I think what we'll do, let's read 22 and 23. I want you to sort of let them marinate overnight, so to speak. And then we're going to look at the two sides to the same coin tomorrow on the podcast. Listen to this. Romans 9, 22, 23. What if God, wanting to show his wrath and make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had prepared beforehand for glory. Let's read 24. Even us whom he called, not Jews only, but also Gentiles. So you see how Paul brings his theme back, that issue that we're not just dealing with Jews who can claim Abraham, we're dealing with Gentiles. How can Gentiles and Jews even be in the same argument? Well, that's the whole point of Romans 9. It's really the whole point of Romans. So Paul is changing the game, saying it's going to be about Jesus, not going to be about bloodline. How are we going to explain the historical significance of an incident like Pharaoh and Egypt? And how do we explain a future significance of an incident like the coming judgment against Israel? Both of those are in the same sort of pericope that Paul's dealing with here in Romans 9. We'll deal with that with him tomorrow. I think it's going to be a worthwhile journey, and we'll see you then. God bless.